shoved back by the goaltender, and back in the corner we go. Brown behind the goal. You get a pass out in front to Herrick. He is unable to slam it home, and it gets slammed around the boards to number 35, Jacob Kretschmer. Puck just sits here at center ice, picked up by number 33, Willis, down into the DHD zone, and centered. No one there, though. Bo Herrick centers the puck out to center ice, and that is where it is picked up by number 24, McLean. Jim Brown with the puck again, going into the blank electric zone. Shot on goals, pushed off to the corner by the goaltender. Pass to the front, number 21, Tyler Burkhart, unable to find the back of the net. John, only 2 minutes into this game, lots of action.
Good pressure by DHD so far.
Something you usually see out of them all game. Faceoff controlled by DHD. Comes loose to Burkhart. He tries to push it to Klink in the front, unable to find him. Puck out to center ice where it's tangled up in the referee, Danny Neeschultz. Puck at center now. Tyler Burkhart trying to work his way into the zone, unable to. Rungenbach for blank, working it into the DHD zone, makes a move behind the defender, spins around and finds no one. Puck gets sent up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. Faceoff to the left of Rivard now, as Tim Gordon waits for the players to find their positions. Control by DHD, Hanley goes behind the net. He's looking for a pass. He banks it off the half boards. No one there. But fortunately for DHD, they are able to get it out and back into the blank electric zone. Hanley working down low from his defensive position. Someone had to pick him up. That was Tyler Burkhart. Pass to the front. Not able to find anyone, but Hanley gets it back again and sends it deep once again. Hanley with the puck shot. That one snuck up on the goaltender, but he was able to find the puck, cover it for a faceoff.
It's a good save. Lost sight of the rebound there for a second, but gobble it up, and now we've got a faceoff just to his left.
Quick work there by number 35, Chad Bauer. Face-off control by Blank. They get it out to center ice. Hanley has to go back for it for DHD. Just to the right of Rivard. Circles behind him now. Tries the reverse and is finally able to. Had a lot of pressure on him by the captain for Blank Electric. That's number 13, Poplinski. Or 19, Poplinski, excuse me. Hanley with the puck again. Works it up to number 19. That's Gilbert. He finds Brown. Brown gets a shot. It's deflected. It goes wide of the net. Pass to the front. Reed White unable to find us, unable to get a stick on the puck, as that would have been an empty net or goal. Jim Brown still working down low, and he loses it now to Blank Electric. They make a rush out of the zone. Number 66, Eukster, he shoots it on net. Rivard just paddles that off to the corner. Jim Brown trying to clear it, and does. Gilbert gets it a little bit farther, and Reed White is chasing down Schultz right in front of the goaltender. Schultz wins that one. And DHD now controls the puck out at center ice. Here's 77, Jim Brown right back in. Shot deflected once again. He has not gotten a clean shot off all game yet. Poplinski takes that one as it was shot right into his midsection, and he skates it up, tries to get it into the DHD zone, unable to. Puck at center ice. Kirkpatrick with the shot on goal for Blank Electric. That one's battled off to the right side of, or left side of Rivard. Kept in there by 33 Willis, and sticks cancel, and Brown takes it out of the zone. Two on one on net. He gets tripped up a little bit. No penalty called. Jim Brown gets the puck back as it was in the corner. Tries to find someone in front, no one there. Blank Electric just clears the zone, and 32 picks Kirkpatrick sends it down for an icing. Holy cow, what a lot of action.
There was a lot of action there. Looked like a missed call by the referees on a tripping right there. But let's go back a few minutes ago, that Reed White, wide open. I don't think you could ask for anything better than what he had. He just missed, fanned on a shot. You know, it was plain and simple.
Yeah, over here, Brown and Herrick are none too happy about the no call.
And it was, yes, and it was a...
They have a fair argument there. Backhand by Burkhart goes wide as Bauer was all over the ice. He finally gets the puck back in front of him. He covers. But, yeah, Reed White, you couldn't have asked for a better opportunity to score your goal.
This should be a 1-0 game right now.
Should be a 1-0 game. 10-12 left in the first period. Face off to the left of Bauer. Blank Electric works it out of their zone, moving left to right across your radio. They get across the blue line, and unfortunately, it was not in time as it is offsides, and we are going to step away for a short break.
Difficult to remember, there was once a time when people were hesitant to pay their bill online. Hi, this is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. As we become more environmentally responsible by transacting business online, we also benefit economically by saving postage, paper, and gas.
Let Peruski Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance help you eliminate the extra paperwork and extra expense while ensuring the future of Mother Earth. I'm Sandy McClash. The best part is you'll also save with a measurable discount on your Auto Owners Insurance policy when you go green.
So stop in, and not only will we discuss service, pricing, and the confidence you'll enjoy from an Auto Owners Insurance policy, but we'll show you how to take this to this. Enjoy the savings and tranquility of online bill pay from Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, just around the corner from Braden Tire. We are your authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
We're back here with 10:04 left in the first period. You just heard Danny Neeschultz talking to us. The referee, he was giving me a little smack talk as we play against each other in the adult league. Pass all the way down from VHD. It was called for no icing. Still in the zone, Hanley with a rip from the point. That one went wide. Puck still loose in front. Herrick unable to find it. And here comes Blank Electric back the other way. That's Overstreet, number 43. He had sticks cancel that puck out. And it's now sent down all the way into the DHD zone. Kretschmer all the way back there for DHD. He sends a pass, unable to find anyone, and it's going down for an icing.
Well, we've played 3.5 minutes here, and clearly DHD is...
5.5 minutes, John. They play a lot more than us in the adult league. They play 15-minute periods.
Right. It's going a lot faster than I thought it was.
We're too old to play 15-minute periods. We get stuck at 13.
We played 5.5 minutes, and it's clearly going DHD's way right now. They just they just haven't been able to put the puck in the net yet.
They have the edge over them, that's for sure.
Most of the action has gone down on this end.
And here comes Reed White. He was unable to make a move past the Blank Electric defense, but Jim Brown is. He's into the zone. He drops it back for Reed White. A slap shot. That was deflected by Jim Brown. Past the net. Clink with the pass out to Jim Brown in front and was unable to score. There's a little bit of chippiness going on here, Jen.
A little extracurricular activity.
I don't think anything to call a penalty on for that one. I think the sticks were just tangled up and bodies
boys
fell.
Boys will be boys.
It's playoff hockey.
Strap
let
the puck,
play.
Let's play on.
Face off to the left of Bauer now. Seems like the kids are laughing and having fun. The coaches are the ones that are more wanting a penalty. Face off won by DHD. Back to Blake Pulaski at the point. He didn't get a hard shot, but Jim Brown did as it trickled to him. Puck around the net, was not able to find it. Blake Pulaski keeps it in for the time being, comes out to center ice. He dumps it right back in. DHD all over this Blank Electric team right now as Jim Brown and Kretschmer find each other from the point. Puck gets deflected, goes out of play. John, quick thing about number 33, Blake Pulaski and Tyler Burkhart. Both of them were diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma just last year. Tyler was able to come back and play a little bit of the football season for Harbor Beach. Blake came back for hockey. Great to see these two battle it.
It's awesome to see them
diagnosed
back on the ice.
Diagnosed within a week of each other. How weird is that? But they're back here now, and they're playing the sport that they love. Glad to see them back out here. DHD dumps it back in from center ice as Blank won the faceoff and sent it out there. Mitchell Smith now trying to work it into the zone, unable to. He's still battling in front of the Blank